Also at the Republican convention, our colleagues from Slate Magazine, they'll be providing us with analysis and opinion throughout the week. And with us today, the editor of Slate, Jacob Weisberg. Jacob, how did Speaker Gingrich do in summing up where things are for the Republicans?
Well, Alex, Speaker Gingrich says the word liberal with a sneer that no one else can quite match. I always sort of enjoy hearing that. In fact, on the substance, though, I think I would disagree with him. It is part of the line at the Republican convention that Kerry is the most liberal or one of the two most liberal senators. And I don't think it's really borne out by the record. It's possible to color his voting record in certain ways in that direction, but there are a lot of pieces of his senatorial record that are actually quite centrist.
Yesterday, Jacob, there were hundreds of thousands of people to greet the Republicans, but they were protesters, peaceful protesters in the streets of Manhattan, probably not the reception the GOP wanted.
Well, taking a slightly more cynical view of it, you might say that it's part of the reason the GOP chose New York for the convention. I think they were actually hoping for pictures of nastier demonstrations, you know, the image of these sort of aggressive, hippie, counterculture types waving puppets and burning things and generally looking traitorous and sympathizing with the enemy. I think those are images the Republicans are very much hoping to get, and they didn't quite get them in the force they might have liked them over the weekend.
So the convention is going to focus on the previous 4 years and a detailed agenda for the second term. What do you think, going in now, are Mr. Bush's strongest positions? What has he got?
The campaign so far has really been cast by the Bush side as being about security. And that going into the convention, that is what you would have to say they are trying to make this election about. There has been some talk, including in an interview with Bush over the weekend, about how he is going to be presenting a more detailed agenda at the convention for his second term. And I'm fascinated. I'm rapt waiting to hear what that is.
Let me ask you about a person who will be featured prominently tonight, Senator John McCain, a Republican who's had very strong differences with the president. Is John McCain really going to be a pro-Bush man?
There's a lot of speculation about McCain's motives. I would attribute it to two things. One, he's in the Senate. He's going to be there possibly for another 6 years. And to be effective as a Republican senator, you do have to play ball to some extent with the party and support the nominee. And the other possible interpretation is that McCain still anticipates having a career in presidential politics. He would be, in many ways, if Bush were reelected, or if he weren't, the front-running Republican for 2008. And he doesn't want to switch parties. If he's going to run as a Republican, he has to support the Republican nominee.
You're a New Yorker, Jacob. Tell us what life is like in the city. How's it changed this week? And what kind of reception can the GOP expect in this strongly Democratic town this week?
Well, there was a complete evacuation at the end of last week of all residents, nearly all residents of Manhattan. Instead of the residents, the city's filled up with protesters and with the Republican delegates. So it feels very odd. The people who are used to seeing aren't here, and they're very different kinds of people on the street. New Yorkers, a lot of them left because they were a little concerned about terrorism. But, you know, what New Yorkers are really most afraid of is traffic. And that's what I think prompted the mass exodus.
Opinion and analysis from Jacob Weisberg. He's editor of our friends at Slate Magazine. Jake, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.